The question was asked, we find mitzvot that relate to specific problems in society. The society goes after Molech. The Torah says, don't go after Molech. Wait a second. Torah is eternal. And what would be if they didn't serve Molech? So the Torah is addressing a fad. The Torah is addressing something which was a problematic part of history at that juncture. But Torah is eternal. Right? That's the question. We are taught, Yistakel be'oraita uvara alma. Hashem looked at the Torah and based on the Torah created the world. Hashem looked at the Torah and created the world. So that means that Hashem commanded us, honor your parents, and so there are parents. Man isn't born from a plant. Man isn't born from a basket. Man isn't born from the ground. Man is born from parents. Torah says, honor your parents. Okay, there have to be parents. So we say that Torah is the blueprint of the world. And this is a very fundamental approach to Torah. So the Torah tells us there are things we have to contend with. Then we say, wait a second, why did the Torah have to tell me about Molech? So here we break it down to a number of things. Number one, on the basic level, there's this thing called Molech. Don't do it. It's an evil thing. Torah said, no, don't do it. But now let's delve a little deeper. So the Torah told me don't do it 2 millennia ago. It's been a millennium or two since the last person sacrificed a kid to Molech, right? And it's an eternal mitzvah. That means that the mitzvah has an eternal message till today. Now, you could take that and say, there must be a desire to sacrifice the utmost for the sake of things that people believe in. Could be their idol.
The utmost
meaning even their child. It could be that within man's nature there's this fanatical desire. We have satanic cults today. You don't have people who do all kinds of things, including flushing their babies down the toilets and throwing them out off the window and other things for the sake of certain things.
Really?
I'm very happy you asked that question. It indicates how pure your knowledge is. Right, exactly. Don't look at the news.
No, I'm seeing, I see horrible things, but not because of something.
Oh, so the girl who was rushing to the prom and suddenly she gave birth and it didn't fit with her prom, so she flushed the baby down the toilet?
No.
Yeah? So what was so important to her in her life? So sometimes the Torah's mitzvah teaches me a weakness I have to overcome. Sometimes the Torah teaches me an eternal human weakness. Sometimes the Torah teaches me a value. And sometimes the Torah gives me a mitzvah where I don't know what the eternal message of the mitzvah is. There are definitely verses in Torah where we have no clue. Why is that important? Why do I have to read the 12 Nesiim, each one? Why do I have to read that 12 times?
Don't plant a tree on the Temple Mount, right?
So we have many parts of Torah where we don't understand the message. We don't understand the long-term message. Sometimes we can say it's teaching me a long-term human weakness. Sometimes we can say it's teaching me a long-term theme. And sometimes we can say this is godliness. I have no concept of what it says. But here there's a key point. This is the Ramban in Drashat Torat Hashem Tmima. We don't say, because I don't understand it, it's godly. We say there are so many levels where I do understand it, and the Torah has shown me that it's godly, that when I encounter areas that I say, I don't know why. I don't know why the Torah told me about a red cow, para aduma.
Why you actually do. I mean,
I can't. I haven't been able to do it for a very long time.
No one has the desire to worship Molech.
I'm not so sure about that. I'm saying the question here is on two levels. Is it revealing to me a natural human weakness? How can we find throughout world history that people did?
So where we explain the Gemara.
In Babylon they did.
And how does
in Moab they did.
The prom night thing relate to that again? The prom night she throws a baby.
I'm saying if the Torah is teaching me an eternal theme, not only the mitzvah. And here the key is not only the mitzvah. The Gemara tells us it's very dangerous to say it's a theme and not the mitzvah. That we're not allowed to do. That's why I began with, there is the mitzvah. Torah said don't do it. The first thing is, don't do it. The Talmud says there would be someone who would want to translate it, "Umizaracha lo titen la'avir la'molech," that it means, don't give your child over to pagan education. Don't give your child over. That's not what it said. Now, does that mean there isn't a theme here? No, it could be the Torah is also teaching me a theme. Torah is teaching me that sometimes we can be driven to the point where children can go by the wayside, where people are willing to give up their kids for all kinds of fantasies. It could be a molech idol, where they believe by doing this I'll be able to come and kiss that calf called the molech. Right? We discussed the medrash of how the molech was built. And it could be that the person has a different drive. How many times have people gone for all kinds of reasons? It could be for money or other things that they have given up on their children.
Is it the same thing with Baal Peor and the third? What was the third word?
It's Kamush. It's Kamush.
Again, Baal Peor is another theme. So here, you go into what they call Balei HaMachshava, where deep thinkers in Judaism have discussed, what themes do I learn from these mitzvot? The Sefer Achinuch and others, there are eternal themes. Again, not to usurp the mitzvah itself. There's the mitzvah. Then there's also there are themes that we learn from it. Then there's a spiritual level where we say there are definitely verses we have no clue why they're written there. Why do I have to know that Timnah was the concubine of Eliphaz? Why does that matter? Why is that important? So yes, in Talmud and in Medrash, we have stories that actually teach us long-lasting themes of how Timnah got there and why that's important. But even if I didn't know that, I say every letter, every word, every verse being exactly at that point, there's something godly about it, and I don't know. And again, it's not the source, it's the outcome. After I've seen in many places the godliness of the Torah, then I have to, by inference, understand there are things I don't understand. Okay, that's why that's God's writing the Torah, not me. If I were writing the Torah, maybe I'd say other things. Not maybe, for sure I'd say other things.
Okay, my second question about